Hello, it is me again. I listened through that questionnaire thing just because I wanted to make sure, like, in my rambles I didn't give away, like, super personal information or that, like, it sounded all right. And I realized the entire time my mic was too close to my mouth, which is frustrating, but I'm gonna leave it as it is. But I also realized that I forgot, like, two questions. So I thought that I would make, like, an additional audio that I'll, like, include in the post or whatever of me answering these two questions because, like, why not? I don't want to leave the questionnaire with unanswered questions. That would not be a great way to start this. So which questions did I forget? 17 was the first one that I forgot. And it is, you're having a one-night stand with someone or sex with a booty call, fuck buddy, basically someone you don't really care about, and when they come, they scream someone else's name. How would you feel about it? Even though it is, like, a casual thing, my ego and my pride would be hurt. Because I do pride myself, kind of, on, what I'm like during sex, like, how good I am at sex. Like, I don't want to brag or anything, but my head game is great. From what I've been told, the reviews I've received, and indications I've gotten while I'm doing it, and, I've been told my pussy is tight, so, you know. I'm just good at it. I don't know what to say. I'll figure that out later when I am not, you know, sleep deprived and in the mood to think sexually about things and say them in hot ways, which I'm not right now. My ego would be hurt and I would probably actually not sleep with him again. Like, I would probably cut off that relationship, because, I don't want that kind of baggage in any of my even casual relationships. Like, it's okay if you still love someone that you're not with anymore, or you're still getting over, like, I don't care, but, like, if you are using me as a way to, like, fantasize about someone, that seems very unhealthy, and I don't want to be a part of that. And also, I know if I continued that, I would act in unhealthy ways. Like, I would be insecure the entire time. And then I'd also, like, I don't know. I would not be able to enjoy the sex because, like, I don't know. It's even with people you don't care about, it's still an act between two people. Like, they're, like, I don't know. I don't know how to describe it. It's obviously an act between two people. I'm just tired. But, yeah, I would... I would not feel good about that. At all. Okay. And then the next answer or question that I missed was question 21. I hope you can't hear my dog in the background. I promise she's all right. She just whines weirdly when she wants something she cannot have. Boston Terriers are weird like that. 21. Someone you've never met before comes up to you asking you if you're that person from TWA, as your voice sounds suspiciously similar to someone who posts on there. Do you choose to give yourself away? Alternatively, if someone asks if you've heard about this little place on the internet called Gone Wild Audio, do you confirm or deny it? So the first part of that answer, again, I'll kind of twist it around to be about my Reddit account with my nudes on Gone Wild and the various other subreddits I post on. And somehow they figured out it was me. It depends on who it was. I have friends and some family members that would be cool with it. If it was a family member, I'd feel very insecure and awkward and weird about it. Not insecure. That's not the right word, but I'd feel weird and awkward. And if it was friends, I'd probably feel a little insecure. But if it was one of my friends, I probably would acknowledge it. But then if it was some members of my family, I would deny it, or I would get defensive about it, or I probably would just, like, leave the situation and not say anything, because I do my upbringing, I was brought up, my family is like very Christian, very conservative, very much of the type of every time there's like a nude leak scandal, it's never the person who leaked the nudes' fault, it's the girl because she took the nudes' fault. Like, that's kind of the mentality that they have. So that would be difficult for me. As well as if someone on GWA backstage listened to this and noticed who I was and acknowledged, like, sent me a message like, hey, I know who you are. One, that would be fucking my luck, because my first time not even posting a sexual thing, someone figures out who I am. But also, someone, like, it would be embarrassing having family members listen to me talk about, you know, how I would never stop giving head if cum tasted like pumpkins. And then if someone asked me if I'd ever heard of Gone Wild Audio, it depends on who was asking. I've told people about it. Like, I've been like, hey, there's this cool little place that I like very much, and that I think you'll like too. But generally, when people ask me if I know of something on the internet and I know about it, but I don't want them to know that I'm into it, I'd be like, yeah, I've heard about that. Or yeah, I've seen it posted on Reddit. But so I might have like one of those reactions of like, yeah, I've heard about it, but I don't interact with it. If it was someone, like I said, from my family or like one of my younger siblings talking to me about it. Although I don't know why one of my younger siblings would mention that to me. That would shock me. But yeah, it just depends. I live a double life. I live like a triple life. There's me on the internet, there's me with my friends, and then there's me with my family, and they're all vastly different. I feel like the real crumble cake is just awkward and weird, obviously. I think that has come across with my answering of these questions, but yeah, it depends on who it was. I would feel very embarrassed and probably cry and have a panic attack and delete everything I've ever posted on the internet if it was like my mom that somehow found out about it. That's the worst case scenario, but also part of the risk and why I do it, and I don't think I need to explain that here. But yeah, I just thought I'd go back and answer those. Like I said, I didn't want to like leave any questions unanswered. And who knows, maybe there was another question that somehow I forgot when re-listening. That's who I am. Tonight's been a night, I swear, man. But yeah, goodbye again.